Hello and welcome to Own Your Health with me, Katie Brindle, well-being expert and announced by Forbes magazine as the wellness expert you need to know and healer to the stars by Hello magazine. Thank you so much for joining me today. We are going to talk about pain. Now, pain is something which affects absolutely everybody because pain covers all sorts of things. Physical pain, emotional pain, spiritual pain. So pain covers everything. And pain is your body's way of explaining to you that something needs addressing. Before we go into the main episode, I'd like to talk to you about Dr. Vegan. Now, Dr. Vegan is a brilliant supplement brand, which I've known and I've loved and I've used for many, many years. And I wanted to just introduce it to you before we go into the full episode. Now, this particular supplement, which I'm talking about, is Stay Calm. Now, Stay Calm has got over 14 different ingredients in it, and it's basically using adaptogenic botanicals. That's basically it. There's various ones, but a few of the key ones that you've probably heard of are ashwagandha, KSM-66, and Rhodiola. Those are the big ones, but there's other essential minerals and ingredients as well. So what's really impressive about this is that 81% of people who've tried Stay Calm have reported that it's really helped them with stress and anxiety and enabling them to feel less overwhelmed and more in control of their life. Now, this is really important because one of the most important things in our active health management is to keep that stress response under control. And we need to throw everything at it that we possibly can. Now, I talk a lot in my stress episode about various natural ways that you can do it. But actually taking a simple supplement on a regular basis, i.e. daily, is probably one of the easiest things that you can do because you can just have it in your bag or on your desk, take one and boom, you're off to the races. Because these amazing adaptogenic ingredients are really, really powerful stuff. And a brand like Dr. Vegan has really harnessed this power and done all the legwork for you. And all you need to do is have their brilliant packaging on your in your lifestyle, in your bag, on your table, and it's good to go. The other thing that I love about this brand is that they're vegan, which I really endorse, and also the packaging is planet friendly because so many supplements, the packaging is really not planet friendly whatsoever. And it's really important to think about these wider things. And finally, it's pocket friendly. So it's planet friendly and pocket friendly because they're giving us a 25% discount. So if you put in Brindle25 at till point, then you will receive a 25% discount off this brilliant product. So that's Stay Calm from Dr. Vegan. I would urge you all to stay calm because it's the most important thing you can possibly do to managing your health. So now we'll go into the episode. Before we get stuck into the episode, please do ensure that you rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, follow us on Spotify because it helps us get the message out there to more of you. If you're on TikTok or Instagram or YouTube, do please leave your comments. And if you would like to send us an email, you can email us at ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. So, before we go into pain, because it's a long, old, exciting, interesting topic, and I'm hoping I'm going to blow your pains away, let's talk about some of the lovely feedback which we've had from some of you writing in. Barbara Nolan says, I read Yang Sheng this week. I learned so much. We'll probably reread, but we'll definitely be applying everything. Barbara, that's fantastic. And just to say, if you're new to the world of Own Your Health, my best-selling, it was an Amazon bestseller, multi-award-winning book, which is called Yang Sheng, went as a number one bestseller in Amazon the day it went live, actually. I was rather proud of that. So it's actually sort of pivoted me as one of the international bestsellers, apparently, or international best-selling authors, should I say. But the book is now about 5 years old and in its third it's in its third iteration. So it is a very, very useful book to get a really good basic handle on all of the information that I'm talking to you about it here. I spent a long time writing that book. The idea of it is it's really simple. And actually, it's funny in life, making something simple and understandable is actually really hard. So it took me a long, long time and many tears, shall I say, many tears of frustration to get it right. Go, oh, I can't get it right. Can't make it make sense. But I got there in the end and I'm very proud of the book. So do please buy the book if you're interested. It's on Amazon and it's also on the Hey You Method website. In the meantime, Catherine Louise says, I walk outside every day, rain, hail or shine. For me, it's an absolute must. And this was from a podcast that we were talking about the other week where it is so important for your health to get outside into nature as best as you possibly can. And if you're a city dweller and you're thinking that's quite hard, at least try, if you can, to get into a local park. We're certainly in the UK very blessed with many, many local parks in our cities, and most cities have good ones. And if you don't, then even just walking down a pavement with a humble pavement tree or a window box or a front garden or anything at all that's natural. When I was in New York obviously they have Central Park, but down in the meatpacking district, which is where I was, there is absolutely no greenery whatsoever. And it was, I found it really difficult. And even there, what I would do if all else failed is I'd go and stand at the corner shops, because they have loads of corner shops there. And they also have loads of bunches of flowers at the front. And I used to stand there for 5 minutes, breathing in the natural fragrance of the flowers. And even that helped. So, you know, needs must, and you can find these things. Anyway, let's get cracking into today's episode. So Joseph Kay says, how about pain? Please and thank you. And actually, when we were thinking about the next episode, we were just saying, Joseph, this one's for you, but it's not just for you, because actually pain is a very common denominator for any of us, because we are in Earth School. And one of the things about Earth School is painful. We learn our lessons painfully. Now, the first thing to say about pain, what I say every single time, I think pretty much every single episode, I always seem to say the same thing at the beginning, which is you've got these five key organs, okay? The heart, the spleen, the lungs, the kidney, and the liver. Now, they are like cabinet ministers to the government of your body. And pain is very much the lower vibration of the heart. Now, when I'm talking about these five key organs, the heart is number one. So if you think of a chessboard and these five key organs are your kind of power pieces, the heart is the king. The heart is the commander of your body. The heart in Chinese medicine receives the command from the heavens and in turn commands your 3 trillion cell superstructure of your human body. And it is quite brilliant. Your heart is marvelous. Now, your heart has 2 different vibrational settings, a lower one and a higher one. Now, obviously, everyone's going to go, well, obviously, I want the higher one. And you would think that we would all orbit in the higher frequency because it's a much more pleasurable place to be. But the reality is we don't. Why? Because we have to learn to cultivate, because we end up in the lower setting, and the lower setting of the heart is pain. So if you're feeling pain, it means before you've even gone into the other 4 key organs of your body, and I'll come to them later, the pain monitor is activated. And what is the higher state of the heart that we should all be aiming to cultivate? Joy. 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 When was the last time you felt full of joy, like unbridled childlike joy? Where your eyes are shining and the world is a positive place to be in, and you feel full to the brim of this wonderful effervescent energy. And the reality is, when was the last time you felt pain? As in physical pain, whether that's acute or chronic, acute being sharp and instant and short-term, chronic, long-term, dull. Often these aches and pains that we feel are dull, or they're sharp, or they're empty, or they're full, or they're long-term, or they're short-term. And where are they sitting? In your physical body, in your emotional body, and in your spiritual body. And if you just take a slow breath with me right now, let's just think about that for a second. Where is that pain? What you'll normally find if you just continue the slow breath is that the first thing that you'll notice is the physical pain. Aching shoulders, aching joints, headaches, back of the eyes, fingers, muscles. Then we can go a bit deeper. Often guts, irritable bowels, inflammation, tenderness in the abdominal cavity. And then we can go a bit higher into our emotions. How's that heart feeling? Can you take a deep breath without it feeling it's wrapped in chains? Does it feel bruised or broken? Does it feel like it can't fully expand like a beautiful rose going from bud to bloom as you breathe in and out because it's been hurt? And then we have our spirit in our higher selves. So we go to the third eye between the eyebrows. How enlightened do we feel right now about our lives and ourselves and our purpose and the meaning of all of this? And can you honestly say to yourself that you feel fully attuned to the blueprint of your soul and why you're going through all this in the first place? And before we get all too heavy, we can just come out of that little exercise for a second and just take a moment to just reflect on what you noticed just then. A non-judgmental reflection, because the whole point of this pain is it's here to teach you something, and it's commanded by your heart, which is commanded by higher light frequency, by your higher self, by the meaning of why you're here going through this in the first place. And as I said earlier, we have a low-level frequency, pain, and a high-level frequency, joy. Why? Well, you're in Earth school. And what is the point of Earth school, which is why you're in pain in the first place? We're here to learn our lessons. That's why you're here. And the issue with us being born at the end of the 20th century or the beginning of the 21st century is the rule book got a bit muddled up. And we didn't know that that was what we were here to do. People in the 20th century had got their mitts on that and they started to advertise. Sorry, all advertisers, you're all great. We vet our advertisers, by the way. I'll only advertise people I believe in. And trust me, lots of them get rejected. And the commercial team are like, no, we need the money. And I'm like, no, I'm not promoting them. They're rubbish. So advertisers, you're fine because you're safe in this place, everyone. Anyway, back to the point. The point is the advertisers got hold of everything. And they told us from the 1950s onwards, if you bought something, you'd be happy. That whatever the problem was would go away. It's kind of Procter and Gamble marketing. It's like, here is the problem, buy this product, here's your solution, and a picture of a happy person using it. And we fell for it because they were really good at their jobs. But the point is, we've realised in the 21st century that that's actually not strictly true. And that actually there's a deeper meaning to all of this. And actually buying something might, and often does, make you feel happier at that moment in time. Believe me, I do like a bit of retail therapy and it works at the time. But it is not long-term solution to the earth problem. And the earth problem is that we are here to learn. And the way to learn is in two ways, either A, the easy way, or B, the hard way. Now, which would you think you would prefer to learn your lessons? The easy way or the hard way? And everyone's going to be laughing, listening, says, well, obviously you're going to pick the easy way, right? No, we don't learn the easy way because we lost the rule book because the marketeers got hold of the rule book and they twisted it. And then we've got confused because we were given the incorrect information. It's what I call the 20th century lies. But the great thing about the 21st century is this is the century of truth. You don't get away with anything anymore. Many political figures will absolutely certain, they will clarify that point. You can't lie in the 21st century very easily. You get busted. This is the age of truth. People like truth. People want to be told the truth. I like speaking the truth. I am sat here speaking the truth, and it makes me feel really good about myself because it's true. I just simply won't lie because there's no point, and nor will anyone else because it's the century of truth. And what that means is that we're now unearthing the truth that was always there in the first place, which is the point to this pain, is that you've gone too far because you weren't listening to the lessons that were coming at you in the easy way. Now, the way that I would describe that in terms of our physical bodies and getting it back to, yes, but Katie, what about my aching shoulder, which is why I'm listening to this in the first place, or whatever it is let's go back to dentistry. So there are easy ways and hard ways to learn your lessons, okay? Now, what happens in the dentistry model is we've got the memo correct with our teeth. The teeth in your body reflect every single aspect of your body. Let's explain that in Nature of Pain, and then we can apply that correct principle, which is familiar to everything else. So we address our teeth the easy way. Why? We brush them. Now, anyone that's ever brushed their teeth, which will be every single person listening to this, and if you're not, then I really urge you to right now. If I never teach you anything ever again, brush your teeth. Right. Why? Why did your parents tell you to brush your teeth when you were little? Oh, I don't want to brush my teeth. You must brush your teeth. Why? Because if you don't brush your teeth, they'll fall out. Well, no, they won't. Their teeth are fine. Yes, they will. If you don't brush your teeth for long enough, they will indeed fall out. Right. But also, teeth brushing is pleasurable. It is. If anyone's ever not brushed their teeth before they've gone to bed and you've laid there at night going, oh, it feels disgusting. I've got to get up and brush my teeth. I can't go to sleep. This is, right. And you make yourself get up and you go and brush your teeth and you get back to bed. Why? because it doesn't feel nice if you haven't brushed them, just like your body doesn't feel nice if you don't do the right self-care. The thing is, we've learned to tune that out of our bodies because we weren't attuned in to the correct information because we were being distracted by all this other stuff going on the outside. But the toothbrushing message got through. So number one, you brush your teeth because it's the easy way of looking after your teeth. You prevent. You listen to the lesson, you take the lesson and you do it every single day, morning and night for a couple of minutes. And then what do? You go to the hygienist. Why? Well, because in case you've missed anything, you're still in the easy way. What do you do in the hygienist? Lie there. You don't do anything. They do it. They get all their buzzy, whirly things out and they tell you that you probably haven't flossed your teeth properly. And they use that funny thing and then they clean them all up and you come away going, oh, teeth feel fantastic. We are still in the easy way department. And then to finish the easy way, you then go and see your dentist every 6 months. Why? To check your teeth are okay. And then at the end of this entire process, if there's a problem, they nip it in the bud. And if there's a serious problem, you have to keep going back. But we don't not brush our teeth on a daily basis because we are waiting for our teeth to start hurting so that we can start addressing them. So the teeth model is the easy way model. Now, with our bodies, we're not doing that. Our bodies will show us signs and symptoms of all sorts of issues every single day. Lack of sleep, fatigue, bloating, flatulence, headaches, twitchy muscles, aching limbs, aching joints, lightheadedness, falling hair, graying hair, excess fat that doesn't seem to disappear, low moods, mood swings, period pains, constipation, urinary tract infections. I mean, you know, on and on and on it goes. Those are just literally off the top of my head. I'm sure there's about another 20 things I could have listed. But the point is that we then perhaps will say to a friend or a colleague going, oh, I slept so badly last night. Now, at no point would they go, you should go and see your doctor about that. If you just had one bad night's sleep, we do not go to the doctor for preventative health. We don't go and see the doctor for low level signs and symptoms. We will say, oh, it's probably nothing. I'll be fine. We soldier on. We sort of take it as a sort of badge of respect that we've kind of managed to kind of plod on despite everything. And it's okay, mustn't grumble. Because we have a healthcare system, which is wonderful and fantastic and the privilege of a free one. But it's not a healthcare system that was based on the fact that you would actually be pain-free before you started to address any of the issues in your body. It is not based on the easy way. It is based on the hard way. That once your body is really starting to break down and that bad night's sleep has become permanent or your period pains have become impossible to live with and therefore now you go and see the doctor. Now, there's nothing wrong with that system because we have a brilliant healthcare system. But what we need to do for ourselves is start bringing in the easy way to our bodies so that we start to understand that our bodies need care before they start to hurt. We need to, first of all, listen to the low signs and symptoms of all of the things that I've listed and many, many more so that we start to adopt self-care principles, just like we do for our teeth, that take a couple of minutes every single day that will offset the low-level signs and symptoms of aches and pains so that we start to address our body the easy way. And the great thing about Chinese medicine is that it does just that. This is a healthcare system that was based thousands and thousands of years ago when you didn't have free NHS doctors and hospitals floating around at the end of your road. I mean, my nearest doctor is a 10 minutes drive away from me at home in Somerset. I can get there on the local bus, okay? And I would probably be able to get an appointment nowadays, probably within a month. But in the old days when I was growing up, if I got sick, my mum would take me to the doctor within 24 hours, okay? So there was no need for me to learn the easy way because the doctor did everything and did it really well. So what we've got to do now is start addressing our pain. We've got to understand what our bodies are telling us so that we can A, learn and adopt easy way mechanisms, fully in the knowledge that hard ways are available with professional healthcare experts that can help us with that. And also to go into the higher state of our hearts, which is commanding all of this, joy. We need to start bringing the joy back into our lives. Because at the moment, I think it's fair to say after the exercise that we carried out was actually when you start noticing the pains in your body, there's quite a lot of it. There's quite a lot of this low level frequency. So we need to bring the joy in and we need to bring in some really lovely self-care mechanisms which will address pain. So what are they? Well, she says, let me just have a swig of my drink, one sec. This is where the tools come in. But this isn't a part of political broadcast for buying loads of tools. There are simple things that you can do for yourself with your own body that will make you feel better straight away. The first of all of the things that I recommend anyone to do to feel better and to release pain out of the body in its simplest format is the shake. You just stand up and shake the body. But why? Why does that shake offset pain? It does. Why? Because the root of everything is circulation. Now, that is an episode which is one of the first ever episodes on Own Your Health I ever recorded, okay, which is the free flow of chi and blood around your body. And if it's not, you're going to feel pain in some shape or form. And you just did, because we did an exercise earlier. So the first thing that you've got to do to offset pain is get that circulation moving. The problem is that we don't do it. So set your mindfulness bell gong. Make sure you do it. Get a routine in place. Do it every morning. Give yourself an hourly reminder on that gong app to remind yourself to stand up wherever you are and do a little shake. You don't have to go crazy. You don't have to start going like this. You can just do a kind of gentle one. Okay, a little bit of a shake. Just a little bit of getting the circulation moving. Because that then is going to get everything moving. Because the hinges of a moving door never rust. Now, that's what pain is, that rust. It's the sediment, okay, the sediment of sentiment. It starts to get settled like plaque on your teeth, just like you brush your teeth. Why, mummy? Why do I have to take that? Oh, I don't want to do it. Ugh. Why? Well, it stops them falling out. Why? How? How does it work? It gets rid of the plaque. It gets rid of the sugars. It gets rid of all the stuff that's got stuck there during the course of your day, and it gets rid of it. Now, everybody knows that brushing your teeth is not the only thing to do. You need to see the hygienist. You need to go to the dentist. But brushing your teeth is the most important thing that they tell you to do. They check and say, how do you brush your teeth? Are you doing this? Are you doing that? And this is the same with shaking the body. Okay, because shaking the body gets the circulation moving, and that will get these pain markers moving. It will take the heart out of pain and back into joy. Why? If you move the body and start shaking and listen to a nice piece of music whilst you're doing it, you're going to feel better. You, I promise you, will feel better. If you're already feeling quite good, you'll feel really good. And if you're feeling really, really lousy, you'll just feel ever so slightly improved. But you know what? When I felt really awful, which is what took me into so much of this information, this kind of knowledge actually kept me going. Okay. It just made me feel less wretched. And I took that because frankly, less wretched was better than feeling wretched. And now when I do these things, I just feel great because I'm already in a good state. So there's a kind of spectrum. I mean, it doesn't matter where you are. So that's the first thing. The next thing, tapping the body. Now you can either do that with this tapper, which is this bamboo tapper we sell on the Hey You method, because it means you can get all over the body. And it's light and it's airy and it's really good fun and it's a great present because it's something to give yourself or someone else. But you can also use a loosely clenched fist or a cupped hand or fingertips. And depending on how sensitive your body is, you can go as hard or as soft as feels comfortable. And when I talk about these kinds of exercise, I always make sure that I say you must go into the pleasure zone because this kind of work is all about fun. It's all about joy. It should feel good. Okay, don't hurt yourself. It should feel pleasurable. And whatever feels nice, that's what you do. So tapping the body, it's deeper than shaking. Tapping the body is almost like kind of using dental floss. Okay, it goes in that little bit deeper. It's going into the sediment that little bit further. It's starting to get things moving into the circulatory systems of the blood and the lymph, but also the circulatory systems of the energy. Because the body has this really clever way of doing something called sublimation, where something can move from being very, very heavy and physical and become sublime, which is when it's released as an energy frequency and reversing back, because energy can become feelings, can get caught up in the body and become physical. And that's pain. And that's what's so interesting about the body when you understand it from a Chinese perspective, is they understood that and they understand the pathways. You don't even need to know all of this stuff. You just need to know it works because it does, because it's true. And by tapping the body all over, you're going to start to improve the pain, because basically what you're doing is shifting the sediment and the stagnation, which has got a foothold in your body, just like the dentist will get in there with their funny metal thing and pull out that plaque that's got stuck there in the gaps of your teeth. That's what that does. And then you can go even further. Gua sha tools, like we've got the Body Restore, which I can't see, but it doesn't matter. You can use the Body Restore, which is the metal one from the Hey You method, or a humble Chinese soup spoon that so many people have this at home. And if you haven't got a Chinese soup spoon, although weirdly, most people do. I don't really know why, because it's not a standard thing. And yet everyone seems to have Chinese soup spoons. If you don't, a jam jar lid, that's gua sha with a little bit of oil. You then press stroke. And perhaps, Al, at this point, you can cut into me one of the thousands of demonstrations I've done of showing you how to do this. We don't have to do it again right now. But you press stroke over the area. What does it do? It increases microcirculation by up to 400%. And the primary use of gua sha for thousands and thousands of years is pain relief. No. Yes. Pain. It's absolutely amazing offsetting pain and fevers and coughs and inflammation, but that's another story. But in this episode, pain relief from a simple jam jar lid. And if you're not one of the millions of people that have a Chinese soup spoon in your house, you're definitely going to have a jam jar lid or a lid of sorts. It needs to be like, a, you know, the plasticky filmed ones. And you must use oil. And please look at my demonstration videos, okay? Because that is what the miracle of gua sha for pain. It's absolutely brilliant. Body brushing, which is another amazing technique, and which is using a soft body brush, which is this one. This works much more for the lymphatic system. So when things are getting congested into the lymph nodes or into the deep areas of the muscles, this is all controlled by the spleen in Chinese medicine. And the spleen loves softness. Oh my God, does it like softness. Now, softness is something that we don't get very often in the 21st century. Everything's like bish, bash, bosh, bam, 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 wallet, 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 quick results, bam, 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 okay? Silver bullets, left, right and centre. Uh-uh. Your spleen loves a bit of fuss. This is what I have said in a live feed recently. We were having the most ridiculous conversation on the live. I was going, if you put a gun to my head, no one's going to put a gun to my head, but if you are going to put a gun to my head, Katie, what is your favourite tool of all of the tools that you brought to market and that you rave about in my entrepreneurial brand, which apparently is what I should be saying. I'm an entrepreneur and I am the founder, she says, reading the notes I've been given, of the award-winning health and beauty business, the Hey You Met. This is true. Multi-award-winning, thank you, James. Multi said award-winning, not one award, over 100. Thank you very much. Okay, thank you, everyone. Right, so what? Put a gun to my head, Katie. What is your favourite tool? Now, I am very spleen dominant, everyone, okay? Not that that's that interesting, but I am. I love the soft brushes. They're my favourite. They're my favourite. The soft facial brush, which is here, this is my absolute favourite facial tool. And I am the woman that basically launched Gua Sha into the UK. So you would think that gua sha would be my favourite tool. And John's not even in the room. James is nodding wisely. I'm like, no, I should, really. The part of political broadcast should be, everybody needs to buy my gua sha crystals. I'm like, well, yeah, you should. But that was like 10 years ago. But the body, the face brush, honestly, if a gun to my head, face brush wins. Why? Because it's so nurturing. It's like the ultimate pamper and I use it all the time. In fact, when I was getting ready, wasn't I, Vix? Before I was getting ready, I had the brush out. I was like, oh, I look awful. I need to get the brush on my face. And the brush. The spleen absolutely loves it. Your poor little spleen doesn't get a look in. It is the most pampering, nurturing way to look after pain in your body, okay? So that is the brushes. And at the opposite end of the extreme, you have the drummer, which is this funny thing, which I'm going to wave about in a slightly phallic way because it's quite funny. And everyone says, oh, it looks like a sex tool. It's like, well, if you want it to be, I guess. But I use it personally for my shoulders and it's fantastic. So this is what I use it for. Vix is nodding her head. She's like, she loves the drummer. And actually, I can see she's been using it. So clearly that's been coming out. But anyway, the drummer is amazing for kind of deep tissue massage. That's what this is. Okay, so this is really good for shoulder pain. It's also, if you've got low level abdominal, now it depends. So I've got low level abdominal pain, which does very, very nicely, thank you very much, using the drummer very, very gently, okay? So, but you'll be really careful. Please, if you're looking at these tools, make sure that you've looked at the Q&As, which are on the website, and also the contraindications, okay? Because there's different ways to use them and not everyone can use everything, okay? And the more intense the tool is, the larger the list of contraindications. So for example, body brushing, I think there's, or for the soft brush, I don't think there's any contraindications at all. But for something like the drummer, you've got to know what you're doing. But anyway, those are really, really, really simple home products which you can use for offsetting pain. Now, the next thing then is, of course, these are ways to address circulation in the body. These are strengthening the five key organs, which are responsible for the pain. But ultimately, pain is felt in your heart. And when we did that exercise earlier, I'm sure many of you felt heartache. I've never met anyone, either in my personal life or in my professional life, that hasn't suffered heartache of some shape or form. That doesn't have to mean someone dumped you when you were a teenager. It might not be that. In the famous words of my daughter, who is a teenager, she said, Mummy, I'm not going to date anyone because we're only going to break up anyway, so there's no point. Very wise words, Ines, I have to say. She's got a boyfriend now, I hasten to add. Hi, Alex. Obviously, you've made the cut, Alex. Actually, she fell in love and the rest is history. But anyway, oh, did I say the rest is history? Dun, dun, dun. Right. My favourite podcast. Right. Okay. So the point about heartache, which most of us have gone through. Now, this is emotional pain. And this is where the joy goes out of our life because our heart hurts and it breaks. And then the energy goes back down into pain and it finds it very hard to feel joy at all. And then in the pace of modern life, it gets dumbed down. That's the thing. And it's really hard to feel joy. The easiest thing that you need to do in order to cultivate this joy is to enter it via the doorway of sentiment. Sentimentality. Now, sentimentality is really, really useful. Okay, now what on earth is that? This is the kind of thing where on your social media, make sure that you've got some feeds which are really things that make you go, oh, 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 that's nice. Oh, and don't be afraid to feel it and don't be afraid to express it. Vix is looking at me going, yes, right, I've got loads of them. So I've got all sorts of kind of animal and human things on my Instagram. If anyone, I need to find out what they are specifically, but these are things, they're really nice. There was this thing yesterday about this elephant in this elephant sanctuary in America. Oh my God, it's so sweet. Okay, and okay, what it's doing in a sanctuary in America, I don't know, because elephants come from Africa and Asia, but anyway, it's in America, so it's there. And anyway, there's this stray dog and apparently he's stray dogs end up coming into this sanctuary, and this elephant became friends with this dog. And anyway, they're best friends, and they don't care that they're different species, and they don't care that they look different, and no one's sort of being kind of anything or anything. It's just lovely. And then this poor little doggy got hurt its spine, didn't it? And then it had to go to the vets. And then the elephant literally stood, oh my God, it's going to make me cry, stood vigil outside where the doggy was. And then the owner of this sanctuary or something, anyway, brought the dog out. And then anyway, the dog recovered, obviously, because this is a nice feed. And the elephant literally would stroke the dog's belly with its trunk, and then they'd kind of have this massive great elephant foot with a little doggy. Anyway, it's absolutely gorgeous. Now, that is an example of sentimentality. And what that does is it makes your heart sing. And it goes, ah, ah. Now, ah is the healing sound of the heart. And here's where the healing sounds come in. Now, the healing sounds are something else that we've recorded on the podcast. They're here. You can do all things. James is nodding, saying, yes, 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 it's all good. Right. But in summary right now, okay, for those that you want to do it right now, ah, 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 that's so nice. And if you watch these things, and it doesn't matter if they're schmaltzy, and I know that cynical people go, oh, that's probably not true. They've created that on purpose. I've done another one. There was another one about this bloke who rescued a crow, and then the crow was really intelligent and it ended up doing Sudoku puzzles. Although this is Gordon playing with the dog and feeding the puppy, and oh my God, it makes you go, ah. And you know what? This is the way to repair the heart. Sentiment. The other thing that's quite useful, if you've ever got time, just watch really schmaltzy films like rom-coms or those Hallmark films where you know the ending, you know what's going to happen. It's obvious what's going to happen, but you don't care because it just takes you into a comfort zone of sentimentality. And that is the way to heal the heart and to start offsetting that negative energy of pain and alchemizing it by the ultimate frequency of joy, which is going to take you all the way up into a much, much happier world where the pain in, therefore, what happens is because the heart has got such a command of the body, you start to release all sorts of endorphins and receptors and all sorts of clever things and dopamine and blah, blah, blah. And it all starts to get very, very positive indeed. And trust me, I can assure you it works. Why? Because I've been in the depths of pain many times over the course of my life, and I have crawled my way out of every single situation using these techniques, and they work. Okay, not just on me, but on thousands of people I've treated with them as well. So that's how you do that. And then in terms of the spiritual pain, where we start to feel that we've lost the blueprint of our soul and we've lost the meaning of our life, that's where the healing circle comes in. It's too complicated to go into at this level. Why? Because at this stage, you need to start to understand the higher resonances of the organs and their remit in the purpose of our life. It takes a longer exposure. But the reason I also don't want to go into it too much is that it's quite hard to heal the body only with the high spiritual frequencies when you haven't got the basics done first. Because what will happen is if you've got this stagnation and things are getting stuck and you're not moving the energy properly and your heart's not full of joy, it's kind of like it's kind of like trying to knock down the Berlin Wall with a toothpick. You kind of like that, you know, that final chisel will probably do it because it took that last little thing and then it all comes crumbling down. But you need to do the legwork first, okay? So I would urge you at this stage to do all of this stuff first, and then at that point, then perhaps come and join me in the healing circle or on the Instagram movement classes where I can talk to you more and we can start targeting the information on a more one-to-one basis. So that is today. So I'm now going to pick up all these notes, which I didn't even look at, but it doesn't matter. If you'd like to, do please leave a review on Spotify or Apple and share us. And if you're on TikTok or you're on Instagram or you're on YouTube, please leave a comment. Let us know what you think of this information, if there's more that we can discuss, if these techniques were useful or if you've got any questions. Okay, so we can answer that. You can also email us on ownyourhealth@katiebrindle.com. And in the email, please write confidential or private if you don't wish us to share your comments. And also, obviously, you can join me on the Instagram lives and all the other lives that I do, and you can ask me more questions right there. Thank you so much for joining, and I look forward to seeing you next time.